Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, like, I am not a Floridian, okay? Like, and I did not take into account that hurricane season was when I chose the wedding date during the full moon of Pisces.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Star. Star.
She sounds like the biggest space cadet there. And the thing is, it's said with no awareness.
No.
And that's the best thing about her, is that she is saying, I needed to make this the closest I could to the full moon in Pisces, which is also the 89th day. So your astrological chart went along with your procrastination chart.
I'm pretty woo-woo, y'all, but I would not wait until the 89th day to marry someone on 90 Day Fiancé.
I also think that she strangely doesn't see that as a sign from the universe that maybe she shouldn't get married.
Maybe she couldn't get married.
She takes what signs she wants and ignores the others.
Which is why a lot of people have problems with astrology.
Yeah. Things like that.
I will say... I find them, I don't have the feelings of non-safety as I used to have with them. I have resigned myself, they're going to be together. I have resigned myself, they're going to be on Happily Ever After. And I'm telling myself to kind of enjoy them.
They're fine.
I still think, they're fine. I still think she has some blind spots when it comes to him.
Yeah.
And relationships and communication.
I'm so disappointed. He's got a lot of them too. I didn't get drunk with her in New York. We would have had a ball.
I think we would have had a good time.
We would have had a good time. And you would
I wouldn't want to be talking to her.
You would have been so fucking into Manuel.
You know, he does this thing where he like flips he flips his eyebrows. He does that thing where he's on camera when he's trying to be sexy. That would do it for me. She's like
that
She's
is
like,
hair.
Poodle, why are you making out with my husband? I'm like, is this yours?
You do love a man too with good hair.
Yeah,
guys, it drives you crazy.
This is Reality Gaze.
This
I'm Poodle,
and I'm Maddie. Welcome to the show, everybody.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, season 6, episode 16.
Yep.
Y'all, we're thinking we have possibly one to two episodes regular left, and then either two or three part tell-all.
I'm here for the ride, whatever.
I just need to.
I know you and Mary Payne, y'all both.
I didn't know what's coming at me.
Doesn't matter.
So I can prepare
because
for it.
This show never has a hiatus, so we're gonna be. You're gonna see us every week anyway, except for on February 11th during the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Yes, and we were gonna do it last episode, but we decided to bump
when,
it
when the Pacers and the Falcons are playing.
No, yes. It's the Chiefs and the Niners. I know.
Yes,
this.
Yes. I think I hope Bo Jackson wins it to Heisman. Good for him. A Rocket Ishmael.
Hope he makes the basket.
Yeah, Rocket Ishmael gets that gold medal.
Rocket Ishmael?
He played for Notre Dame. My brother talked about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
First I was like, where does that come from? So you don't know any sports stars that are not like household names unless you heard it from your brother or someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I was attracted to them.
That's true.
That's oh God, I had the biggest crush on Bo Jackson. Oh
well, that but he's a household name.
And Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is still hot.
He is, and he's a coach now.
He is.
Yeah.
He coaches the Hoover Doovers. Like I don't know.
It's an HBSC.
Sure. We don't know. We need to move on. You're trying to think about something that you have no.
It's
you
true.
Have
I was,
no
like, I was trying to come up with the name
you
of
have
the college.
No
Deion Sanders
intellectual bank on that one. All right, everybody. We are going to be talking about. We're going to have a little special section, a little Super Bowl corner to give you some tips and tricks to what to do when you don't give a shit about football
and you don't have 90 day. So you're having to, you may have to actually spend time with your husband on Sunday.
So we're going to give you some tips and tricks. What you can do, what you can say. I will be watching Reba McEntire. I can't say her. That's the only thing, though. If I manifest getting on this show of Reba's new show,
you'd call her Reba McEntire?
I would be at a press junket and I would say, I love working with Reba McEntire. But anyway, I'm excited for that. I'll watch Usher. I'll watch the halftime once it's on YouTube later.
Maybe we could take you to the plastic surgeon and give you more of Reba McEntire's current work.
She so looks you can, great.
But maybe we can make you look like her.
I know her makeup artist, actually. He's funny. He's got a fun Instagram.
Implants.
Mm-hmm.
Face
little
implants.
Button nose.
Where are we? announcements.
Yeah.
We talked about, listen to the first show for a lot of them. Love is Blind season 6 coming out, Valentine's Day hour. All of our episodes that are released will be out the 15th at midnight. We are also releasing on our public feed, which is previously only on RG+, previously only on the Plus. Mm-hmm. We are releasing season 4, our coverage of season 4 of Love is Blind.
An advent calendar.
My favorite season so far.
But you don't get chocolate, you just get trash.
It's chocolate. Remember on RuPaul's Drag Race? It's chocolate.
Oh. Yes.
So.
There's something else. I feel like. What else? Any other announcements or is that
Why do I keep putting my phone down?
I don't know. I keep it. So I think that's Seeking Sister Wives, March 4th. We're covering it now.
Yes.
So you're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm very excited.
We decided to pick it up. This is what's going to happen. I don't even want to manifest it, but it's already manifested. Y'all, we picked this up because this is great. We have a little bit of time. Stuff's not airing.
Yeah.
Something's going to just jump out, and then we're going to end up doing fucking 11 shows in a week.
It's a good show for us.
It's a good show for us, but I'm just, you know, we try to do something nice for all you sissies out there. We get fucked.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. Whatever.
I'm
not angry at it. This is called Put a Ring on It.
What's this episode? With this ring, I thee wed.
Put a ring on it, again, takes a little bit of creativity.
They're doing the
stupid
wedding vow thing.
I don't like it.
Rob and Sophie.
Butthole One and Sophie. I've seen it. I've seen his butthole, his dick. I've seen it all. Y'all have sent it to me. I normally don't like those things. Wasn't bad.
I still say the dick is smaller than it was all in the angle.
It's not Razvan's sword.
No, but it's all in the angle that he tried to put it in.
That.
You better cancel it.
It's just up for 6 months, too.
The butthole was actually quite pristine, I thought.
It's either hairless or very shaved.
Yeah.
Looks like...
Was lit well?
Yes, you know? It looks like a butthole you would see in the Swiss Alps in spring. You know what I mean? Just, yo! Beautiful.
And a skier just goes, whoosh!
Yeah.
Off of it.
Just right off of it. Yeah.
And a St. Bernard comes out of his asshole with one of those barrels around his necks to save
did
people.
Did they actually have them? Or did
I don't,
they?
I just saw that in like in commercials and TV.
Cartoons. Did they actually
where there was always
that?
A St. Bernard with a barrel around its neck with like booze or something.
Yeah, and Looney Tunes would just drink it.
All of my references of things that I thought existed came from cartoons.
A lot of it too. I agree.
Oh God! So, I'm to the point in the season where I'm like, I can't take any more of this.
I didn't mind the other stuff when Sophie kind of like gets away from him. It's harder for me to watch when Sophie just completely is just
breaking down.
She is just unable to counteract any of his, quote, charms, or I would like to say manipulations, and just rolls over.
Yeah. It's hard because...
And I know something about rolling over.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I do. But yeah, it's really gross.
But it just... Even the way he talks to her when she comes down to the car, it's like, what's up? Did you miss me?
Who,
yeah.
I was in a very, like, I don't know in any place in my relationship. I never came home. I never came home from a trip, like a long trip, let alone 2 days and say, did you miss me?
It's, you know what, it's...
Is that normal?
No, it's all establishing a sense of control. Because he also needs to hear that she missed him because of his fragile, fragile ego.
Gross. And she responds,
yeah.
Did you miss me?
He's like, oh, of course.
So now they're in this tete-a-tete, I guess, of...
He needs that. And the thing about this guy is he's a lot more common than we give
he's
him credit
boring.
For.
He's boring. He's just pretty
yeah.
and wants you to
no,
think he's
no,
special.
No, I'm saying this type of person. This kind of like ultra cool, because a lot of our listeners have fallen for people like this.
Yeah.
Especially in their early 20s, like Sophie is.
Yes.
And they keep having to date young because everyone in there who's around their age won't put up with it.
What do you say when a guy says, did you miss me?
No. Actually, I thought of you as soon as I saw your name on my phone to come down. You know what? If someone says, did you miss me? First of all, I would not take kindly to that question, because there's already an accept of I have to say yes, or what happens if I say, well, not really, because there's gonna be a fight.
I just realized, does Mother Poodle ask if you missed her?
She would phrase it in a negative form of the question.
Oh, she would.
You probably haven't even missed me. Must be nice not to miss your family.
Guess you got just a busy life.
Yeah.
Too busy to miss your mother.
It's hard because I miss you all the time.
Oh, I've listened to that message just the other day. Hey, Matt. Just wondering if you've heard from Jake. We haven't heard from him.
I'm in the Amazon like Paul.
Hope he's okay. Thought maybe you'd know. It was great. It was great.
People wonder what makes us who we are. My mother and father.
I went to my friend. I only know her from a professional setting, but I went to the Magic Castle last night.
Tell what the Magic Castle is for people who don't live in Los Angeles.
There's nothing really like it in
there
the
isn't.
World. It's really cool. It's this old mansion that's turned into this performance space for magicians. It originally, until the 80s, was a very private club.
Yeah.
Now you can buy corporate memberships because the people started dying and they were losing money. But David Copperfield, I think Neil Patrick Harris at one time was the president of it. It's just a really cool, beautiful Victorian mansion.
Hidden secret passages. All that stuff.
Yeah, and there's great food there, and they do all these different types of magic shows. You can go to a bigger room, or you can go to a smaller room.
Yeah.
This guy won a...
I'm not a magic person.
We saw a guy that won a Tony Award.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, but he was a ventriloquist, and I've never actually seen a ventriloquist in real
life. They're amazing.
He did this whole thing about how when you're, he said to his dummy, basically, you can't say the word B, because it's impossible to say that for a ventriloquist, to say the word B.
B.
No, but not touching your lips.
Hey. 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 Like I'm sucking my microphone. It's like a dick.
I guess you would say D. D.
Me.
D. Now you say D.
B. Please do that. Please get over it. I know I'm obsessed with doing it.
But
don't
then,
tell me I can't do something.
But what was funny is that he was telling his dummy couldn't do it. But meanwhile, the dummy just kept saying B words the whole entire time.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then at one point, he said, well, you're using, and he switched the voices where the dummy then started doing the real guy's voice, and he would talk. It was.
Now, see, I would love that. I was kind of like, you told me you were going, and I went one time, and I'm not a big magic person.
It was some of the coolest magic I've seen. This guy, like, did a whole trick, and I
feel like
there.
I have to clap. I'm like, magic. Yeah,
I was holding. Great. There was a woman who did, like, ring things, and, like, I didn't like, but. There's this one guy who would, like, I was holding, this is what's cool about the mat. You walk down and just little rooms. There's, if you go on busy nights, there's just young magicians that are just working shit out, kind of like stand-up comedy. And this guy had me hold these deck of cards. He pulled out a friend's card. She pulled it up, held out her card for all of us to see. But she was on the other side of this little theater thing. Then he's going around talking to people. I'm holding this whole deck of cards the whole time. 10 minutes later, he says, and where's the card? He's like, this will be the six of spades. And I open my hands, and the six of spades is not in there. He's like, it's not there. And he's like, by the way, can you tell me what time it is? And I turned around, and the card is folded and tucked underneath my watch. And I never knew when it got there. It was phenomenal. But I went with some friends. And I went with my friend Jenny, who I know from work acquaintance, but the whole point of this story,
please get there.
We went with her parents,
okay.
who is a Chinese immigrant. They live in San Francisco. She is a Vietnamese immigrant, and they've been married for years. But I always thought, my friend Jenny, I like her, but she's a little crazy. And I realized I got drunk with their the mother wasn't drunk because she called it, I get the flush thing.
Asian flush.
The Asian flush. And so she just drank a little bit, but I got drunk with her and a little bit with the dad, who looked at me at one point and said, you are a good drinker. And I said, I am a good drinker. And but the mother loves Celine Dion. So we asked Irma, the magic piano,
yes,
to play Celine Dion's The Power of Love, because she said that's her favorite Celine Dion song.
Good choice.
And I sang it in English, and she sang it in Vietnamese, and we had a great time.
Well.
But we kind of fucked with Irma. She kept changing the key. Something was off.
No, it's because she was trying to go with you.
That's not true. That is not true. I was in the right key.
Sure you were.
Anyway, I think Irma's having a bad night.
So the point of that story was...
I learned a lot about my friend Jenny from being at dinner with her parents. It was really telling.
Great. So he basically keeps talking about, he says, I need to hear something from her that makes me feel like she gets it. And
which means that she is wrong.
Yeah. And yeah. He says, did you have my back when you were talking about, he's like, did you and your mom talk about me? She's like, did you have my back?
I expected you were both talking about how terrible I am.
Do you have my back? And then
she's like someone who's scared goes, yeah, we did.
Well, the thing is, Rob isn't aggressive, but what he does do is breaks you down.
He does, because he says it was unnecessary for you to even agree with her. What he does is what he does, what a narcissist does. They completely invalidate all of your instincts. Yeah. Not your feelings. Yes, your feelings, but all of your instincts.
And he keeps saying, where was that energy when we were together? When we were together. I thought we were a team. Y'all, drink every time he says team.
Ugh.
And basically his version of being on a team means always supporting me even when I'm wrong and never questioning me.
Mm-hmm.
That's, in other words, when he says team, he means worship me.
And it's creepy because even later, Sophie, finally good for her, calls him and tells him exactly what he has to start doing, and he can't do it.
This is interesting. So she apologizes, and she says, in our history, if I don't apologize, the argument won't end. 100% true.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
And
they get home. He's like, here, we're home. I know you hate it.
Well, he says, home, I know you hate it, sweet home. Can you imagine just the amount of energy this man sucks out of living people?
Oh, God.
I can't imagine.
Poodle, have you heard the phrase, left out to dry?
The talking down.
God, this guy, I hate him.
And then he kind of gives this half apology and he says, I'm sorry for saying things that I really tried hard not to say. That was half apology one.
Yep, and say things I didn't mean to say.
Y'all, it sounds like an apology, but it's not.
It's not.
Later on, there's another one. I'll get to it.
But she starts asking, so, well, why are you posting memes at 4 a.m.? It was very childish of you for do that. And he tries to, she's like, I'm still talking, which good for the y'all, they don't need to be together. And if they get married, they're going to get divorced in like 2 years. But what this will do for, if she gets out of it, what's Sophie will learn to stand. This is sadly the universe.
I was saying
I've got to teach you to stand up for yourself.
The whole time, this whole season, I've been thinking, she needs this, and a lot of younger women need this to know how it's good that it's happening when you're 22.
It is.
23. It's sad for me to say that because there's so many asshole men like this out there.
It's true, but not to sound like Abraham Hicks, but I believe it. The energy of the universe is propelling you, or if you believe in God or whatever, but the energy of the universe is propelling you to evolve and progress in a positive way and do for betterment, because as a species, so there is a reason why energetically she got the universe has put her, not in a faded way, but energetically why Rob and her attracted to each other. So yes, the negative side that they both attract a negative, but you can also take that relationship and what can you learn from it and grow from it. And
100%.
I hope she fucking does that.
I think it will teach you what you do not want.
If you listen to it and respond to it and are open to it.
Sadly,
it'll take you down harder next time.
A lot of people, like a certain person we've been watching on Love is Blind. I can't say their name.
This is killing you.
It is.
Don't you say anything. I'll make Christina cut it out. Netflix will kill us.
Seems to be a cycle of the same exact types of relationships over and over again.
Yeah. That's all you can. Don't you say no more.
I'm not.
Don't you say no more.
So he then going on, she's like, you tried to hurt my feelings. And he says, you don't have to look at my social. You don't have to look at my Facebook. You know, things like that.
The fuck?
And then he says, he's not apologizing. He's like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings by things that were on my Facebook. Again, sounds like an apology, but it's not.
Because she says him, she's starting to cry, and she says, just say that, acknowledge that you hurt me and say you're sorry
he
for
can't.
That. She
he
says,
can't.
I put so much in for this, and you can't even say, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings.
I'm sorry for hurting your feelings over for some social media posting.
Yes. What the fuck? Y'all, this guy is... I do say this before. This guy's not like on a blah level or anything like that. However, I will say, seeing Rob's response to this and the lack of empathy that he has for her in this moment, yeah. Run, Sophie, run. This guy will all... This guy, 10 years, not even... 5 years into, like Sophie's mother said, 5 years into the relationship,
she'll be dead inside.
She will be a shell of
yep.
the person
I
she
totally
always
agree.
Hoped to be. And that's what he'll do to any woman.
It's interesting. This is, I guarantee you out there, people listening, there's some, mostly women, but maybe some men who watch, you can't watch this because it triggers you so bad.
Oh yeah.
And this is an abusive relationship.
Rob needs to go to a therapist, and I think he needs to have a very good therapist, and who challenges him, and it needs to be a woman.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It's not that I think it's too late. He needs to have something that devastates him.
Well, it's a personality disorder. Narcissism,
yeah.
That's really...
Ooh,
you know,
that's hard to fix.
Hard to fix.
Yeah.
It's like... Can't fix poodle, slutty.
I don't want to fix it.
It's here to stay. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Rob says, you know, I've been trying to like think about you more, and I know I've been lacking, and I've tried. This is the interesting thing. This is where the narcissism, where the personality disorder, he's like, I've tried thinking about you more.
Like, what an odd statement where someone, I mean, now granted, I'm codependent, so I'm always
thinking
about you.
But it's not possible for him.
But for him to say, the way he said it was so unemotional, like, I've tried to think about you more.
Yeah. He's like, but I am, and then she says, but you're always trying. And then she said, I don't want to be an unhappy wife. Can you change? Are you going to take any accountability? And he finally just kind of stares at her and kind of just like
wipes her tears.
Yeah.
And he says yes.
She has to completely be a quivering mess for him to feel anything. Her pain has to be at an 11 for him to feel, for him to go up to a 2.
Yeah.
And
she says, I finally see that I'm getting through to him. And I wrote, honey, no, you're not.
This will last for a week. This will last for a week.
What's telling is she says, okay, I forgive you. And then Rob immediately says, I also forgive you. And I went, there's nothing she needs to be forgiven for. She didn't do anything wrong.
No.
But always the last word. She's like, I still want to marry you. And I wrote, idiot.
What do you think it's going to be like? I really hope Sean Robinson sticks it to this guy. I know. I really hope.
No, it's going to be Nikki.
Yep.
That's going to stick it to this guy. It's going to be what we always have. The people that are terrible.
Hopefully Ashley.
Because, and that is, because I can get behind. I would love for Ashley, and Ashley's the one to do it because she's a person of color.
Yep.
And
Ashley's the one to do it.
Because Rob would, I know if someone white came at him, he would like turn it into race shit.
He will.
I know he would. Anyway, before we move on, Christina, put in some football sounds.
Hup, 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 hup.
Tight end.
29, 45, what? 89,
wide load.
69. Fuck me.
Oh, that reminds me. I remember the Lone Grove Long. What is the thing?
What's going on?
This is the choreography the cheerleaders would do when we'd win a football game.
I could do that.
It's not hard choreography.
We you can remember that, uh-huh. But you didn't know Carey Mulligan was British.
I forgot that again. Yeah. Who knew?
Oh. What is something, if you're not interested in football, you don't have your 90-day next week.
You don't.
What are some things we can do?
I'm taking an art class. I'm excited. I won't even think about football. Or 90-day. I'm just going to have a day. We get to have a Sunday.
You're right. We do get to have a Sunday.
You can tell your gentleman friend or whoever that you can fuck them earlier that
night. I can normally have a Sunday. We don't record the show on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Remember when we did?
We can yeah, it was terrible.
It was not. I didn't enjoy it.
I came home from church and we'd record 90 Day.
Oh, God. We would.
First, I'd watch. Then we would record 90
Poodle
Day.
Poodle coming home from church. Yes.
And then I would go to rehearsal that evening.
I don't know how we did it.
I don't know either.
So we're going to play. We're gonna, not play again, but we're going to give some suggestions of things you can do besides watching the Super Bowl.
Masturbate. I
great.
Did say that.
You did say that. Well, on that line.
Not for 5 hours, but so because that would get a little chafy.
If there's a little bit of a kind of a little bit of a little devil
have enough
in
lube,
you could keep trying to proposition your husband or boyfriend with sex and then see them have the pull of do I watch football or do I get laid?
Ooh, I would love
and
that.
And then at halftime when they don't care about Usher and they want to have sex with you, you act like your sister calls with an emergency during all the halftime and then after the game you're ready.
How
again.
Did you get your hands on my playbook?
I am a tease. I've been known
it's
to
little,
be a tease.
Little bit of mental games. I would say that.
Yeah.
I've said read a book.
Yes.
Read a book.
Yes.
Capote and the Swans, the book I'm reading now.
That comes out today, doesn't it?
Capote and the Swans comes out tonight on Wednesday.
Oh, I got it. Hey, Siri, remind me in an hour to tape Capote and the Swans.
Capote.
Where is it?
So we just call out Siri reminders during the show.
Stop talking so we don't get it. Yep. Yeah, it's saying Tapin Teote and the Swan Capote. That's great. Now I'll remember.
Well, I think it's called Capote Swans, the book I'm reading.
You could read that. You could read...
It's very gay. It's counter-programming.
Yes, you could read Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You Will Go.
Like 12 times over?
12 times over.
Or 50 times over.
You could...
Take a walk.
Maybe for people who live in California.
Oh, it's so cold.
Not really great weather for other
people. Never mind.
You can...
what can you do inside your house?
You can volunteer at some place. Maybe they need, I don't know, a soup kitchen or something like that. Or definitely...
Sounds boring.
Check into like your gay organizations because they're not going to be watching...
That sounds more fun.
They're not going to be watching Super Bowl.
That's true.
You could do stuff with that. Toilet paper, one of your friends' houses you don't like.
That's true, because they're going to be inside.
They're going to be inside watching the game. Somebody that fucked over your kid and shaded you at a PTA meeting, go TP that house.
You know what I would also suggest? Go thrift store shopping.
Yes, that's a good
thing to thrift store. You don't have to spend a ton of money.
Go shopping, period. No one's going to be out. They're all going to be watching. Go to your favorite restaurant and have dinner by yourself.
Right.
With a glass of wine, and it's not going to be crowded at
all. Or four.
Unless it's a sports bar, then it will be crowded.
Don't go to a sports bar to eat
food.
Don't
go to Apple. Go, y'all, I'm going to tell you this right now. Every Mimi's Cafe will be open. Ain't nobody going to be in a Mimi's Cafe on Super Bowl Sunday.
Have some of their bread.
Yes. And you know what? Again... Good time to have an orgy.
Always.
Always. It's Sunday afternoon. No one's around.
Agreed.
That's probably what you're going to be doing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. It'll be super, all right.
It'll be, yeah. There you go. There you go.
Sunday cum day. Even that was gross for me.
It's a good day, too, to if you wanted to listen to music of an entire opera or an entire musical in one setting.
Yeah.
You can do that. Sometimes that's nice.
Carousel's almost 4 hours.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a lot of good things to do.
There you go.
But celebrate you. Fuck football.
Fuck football. Celebrate you.
Sam and Sheetra.
You could listen to all of our Love is Blind if you want to listen to an audio podcast of something. You can do that.
All of
season 4.
Will it be out?
Yeah, it'll be out. It'll all be almost done by then because the Super Bowl is February 11th. Love is Blind drops on February 14th.
True.
So if you wanted to listen to all of, watch season 4 and listen to our podcast, you could do that.
Season 4 was a good season.
Great season.
As I said, with the exception of Chelsea.
Anyway, and that is our segment to help you through this Super Bowl. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Sam and Sheetra are planning their logistics for their outdoor American ceremony. So we're going to remember, y'all.
America, red, white, and blue.
The conversion, the spiritual Islamic ceremony, and then the American ceremony.
There's a lot of moving parts.
It's a lot going on.
It's like one of those.
He's mostly excited to get his dick wet. That's what's at the end of this too, y'all.
Sissy's a great. A lot of them came from religious backgrounds. They're like, yes, people are just getting married to fuck.
Oh,
and I think she wants it more than him because he's had it before,
y'all. She's in charge for this whole thing.
She is craving that Simpsons character dick.
I love her. She may be my favorite person this season.
I actually like both of them. I love her.
He's just too squirrely. I feel like there's so much that he's not telling him. I feel like she really can't trust him.
I don't know. I think it turns out well if her sister ended up, if one of the... One of the eels ended up marrying the other brother.
Boy, I tell you what. So y'all, they're all... Everyone's going to the mosque. and he's getting his prayer garments, and the eels are there. She's still green, falling over on each other. There.
The green dress that she looks really pretty on her. Beautiful on her. I love the color.
And so they're teaching him to pray. He's like, you got to do this five times a day.
You got to pray just to make it today. That's why we pray.
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 We've got to pray just to make it today.
That was a weird time in music history.
We should really change that word to say something
got
gay.
To gay.
Yeah.
That was a mainstream song that was about praying.
Yes, it was a big deal then because MC Hammer, everybody went, oh, he's religious. I think he's still a preacher to this day.
Yeah. I think he did like take his whole entourage on like trips with planes.
Lost a lot of money to taxes. Didn't pay Uncle Sam a lot. Really? Yeah.
He could have been a little more responsible with his money.
I don't think he's no Jay Baker from Revolution or whatever his church is.
So y'all, do you think Sam is going to pray five times a day after the father leaves?
Yeah.
I don't know if Sheetra's going to be pushy about keeping him observant.
Thank you. I don't think that she's doing this because of her father. Mm. I don't think Sheetra doesn't give a Sheetra about him praying five times a day.
I kind of think she might be strict about some things like don't drink alcohol, but I think for her stuff, I think she'll be as observant as she wants. But I don't think she'll put a lot of things on him.
But if she's observant about, but she wanted to drink alcohol before they got married.
As like a one-time thing.
But yeah. I'm like, but you already are Muslim. Like, you already shouldn't drink alcohol.
Yeah, but she was just kind of getting it out of the way.
Which leads me to believe, though, I think she'll be more lax about things.
Yeah. A lot of...
it's all of her dad, y'all.
A lot of my friends who are Muslim drink. So it's just like, you know... It's just like Christianity. There's different strengths of everything.
Everybody else is taking what they want and don't want religion. You might as well too.
No one follows the Bible explicitly except for nutters.
Y'all just do what you want. And just don't hurt anybody.
Don't hurt anybody.
Don't hurt anybody or judge anybody. And whatever gives you peace, do it.
That's a really good strategy.
If you want to go out into the desert when you're a woman on your period because that makes you feel better, do it.
I don't think a lot of women want to do
that.
I don't
think you should do that.
Who did that?
That's in the Bible. Doesn't it say women are supposed to let go?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying it can be that extreme. If it doesn't hurt you and you feel good doing that, do it. Don't think you should.
So the dad talks
Pray!
To him. Sorry. takes him aside.
It's a terrible song.
It is. Using Google Translate, says, take care of my daughter. Don't waste her.
We should try that translator.
We should.
That we both got. It kind of makes me want to like, maybe we should take those and, date someone from another country. Don't you think that'd go well?
No, I don't.
You don't?
You have a hard time with English.
I think it could go really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that. Maybe
an easy country like Portugal or
something.
It's as
easy as learning Spanish is for you.
Nine.
an easier language like Portuguese?
Portuguese, I'm sure it's easy.
It's not.
No, it's one of the hardest ones.
It's not as irregular as something like German or something like that, or definitely not English, but they're different. It's like the endings of words are a lot different than, and they're harder for a lot of Americans to learn. But no, Portuguese is kind of an offshoot of Romance languages, so.
I've heard it's very difficult.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's more regular than a lot of the irregular. So no one gives a shit about any of this.
I'm here.
Anyway,
So yes, but they get a trans, and it all works out. The dad's like, I'm gonna let you do this. So Sam feels much better about this, and dad said, I believe,
blesses him.
He said, I believe in everything you said, and I believe that my daughter loves you, so what else can I do?
At one point he goes, thank God, I mean Allah.
He's like, thank God, Allah, still working on this.
And so y'all, they're at the mosque. The Boneless Eel sisters are kind of like laying on each other because they're so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Dad and Sam are going to go do wudu, which is when they wash themselves.
Does Sam take a big swig of something from, or Sam's dad, when he shows up, does he take a big swig of like a big gulp from his car while he's getting out of it?
I didn't see that.
That's the very where my people are from. Someone gets out of the car and you seem to take a big drink of something from 7-Eleven from the AM, PM.
This was a culture clash for sure.
Sam's dad is, Sam's bummed his mom didn't show up, but dad's like, you know what? I think there's beauty in every religion.
Well, he said, I'm an atheist. And remember, you know, I think everything.
Hold on.
Came
let me hold
aliens.
On before you get into this.
I believe that the creators of this planet and the deities are most likely came from another galaxy, hence by the pyramids. You're like a theremin right now.
I am.
It's kind of like halfway in between Jenny and yes, Theremin.
It is kind of how you get there.
So I
got to say, makes sense to me.
You know what? Anyone who does believe in aliens will always tell you about it.
And when you think about it, the pyramids do seem like it was impossible to build that.
I will say it makes more sense than someone putting two people in a Garden of Eden and being naked. And the snake tricking the woman to eat something.
And you took something from just his rib.
Yeah. I agree.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Barbara Streisand's talking about that in her book right now because she's talking about Yentl and like she didn't know a lot about Jewish history and religious and still learning all that. And she talked to a lot of different types of rabbis because she wanted to get. And it's actually a lot of rabbis will say that the translation was Adam's side, not rib. Mm-hmm. It was in, and that actually she said in some historical that Adam is considered like a two person, like a man, a person of two faces. So literally.
Right.
Eve should have been his equal.
Right.
But religion took care of that, so that way we could put women below him.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons.
Who knew? Barbara Streisand. That book is good. She just said she'd do a duet with Stephen Colbert. Told him that right in the middle of an
that
interview.
That was so weird. That it was just such a non sequitur.
Anyway.
Y'all, there, at one point, there... he goes and sits beside the sister, and sister goes, don't touch me.
Yeah, you just bathed.
I just like that because you can't touch a woman. He's like, if you do touch a woman, you have to go do wudu again.
Don't touch me. Space Ghost.
So they, I liked it when the dad came in and he did say, I was, you know, I don't really believe in this, but I was left alone a lot in my marriage because y'all, his mom does not show up.
Yeah.
The mom with the extensions.
Because I don't push my religion on other people.
And
And it looks like Samstead's having to take off his Faded Glory slip-ons to for the mosque. And so he said, all you have to do to converting to Islam, the actual practice of conversion is quite simple. It's the Shahada is what they're saying. And all you have to say is, I believe there's one God and it's Allah. And then you have to say, and Muhammad is his prophet. And I think they said, and the last prophet, you know. And presto changeo, let's go to the steakhouse. Let's go to Ryan's Steakhouse.
Go to Ryan's. Oh, God.
And get soft serve.
And get soft serve.
And I will say.
We laughed too. I think we made a meme of it. But when the bottom little Chiron. Oh.
You're having a conversion and a wedding
conversion
in the same day.
Conversion and wedding.
That sounds like a lot.
That was
but
funny.
But it's actually quite a simple thing. And it's very common to convert and then do the ceremony. And
Chitra even said he's doing really good. He's been practicing.
It sounded like he was speaking Arabic.
Yeah, he
it wasn't bad. I'm not a specialist in Arabic, but
no, the dad gave approval. It's done.
They did the ceremony and just repeating after that. And Sam is crying after it, which was kind of moving.
Because
part of me thinks that. Remember, y'all, Sam has a dad, but he's never really seemed like he's fit into his family and fine. This seems like this father is very accepting of him, and I don't know if his alien-believing father or definitely the mother, it seems like they're always expecting him to get up to a certain level. I don't think Chitra's family makes him do that.
Maybe.
And I think that's why he was crying, you know, crying, hugging his dad.
Possibly.
Also, he really, 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 really wants to get his dick wet.
Yeah, really wants to.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
And so, y'all, in the interview, he kisses her on the mouth for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
She let instead of the cheek. Ashley and Manuel.
What is the... When someone kisses you on the mouth, what is like the sign for you that they not that you're married, but that you've passed it, you've reached a new level. What are they kissing, or what do they get to do when you
are spitting in my mouth?
But
that's that's when we know we're not just friends. When I'm opening my mouth like a baby bird.
Sorry, ass. All right, y'all. I had a laugh. Okay. Ashley Manuel, I did this one time. A friend of a friend got married, and y'all, it was a nice, simple wedding, but like they just had a rabbi. They like the family just kind of made like a little held
chuppah.
The chuppah above them. It was on Malibu. It was pretty, but it was kind of chaotic because they just went. I guess you have to get some type of permit, but you don't. There's not like a sanctioned off area.
Yeah,
they just went and stood on the beach and got married, which I guess a lot of people do.
Yeah,
that gives me so much anxiety.
I wouldn't want randoms around
just
me.
Just people, some kid just rolling a ball like in the middle of your wedding, screaming.
Nope. If I ever have one. It will be, the environment will be tightly controlled.
Because I weirded out because you just said, if I might ever have one.
If I ever have one.
You've never used that language before.
So, if I ever have one.
I don't know. I don't know if I would want to go to your wedding. I might not be invited.
It
and
would
that's
be
fine.
A spectacle.
I don't know if I would want to go. Or if you invited me that I thought it would be a plot to kill me and wasn't a real
You're
thing.
You're not that important.
That's fine.
I'd murder everyone there. I want to go to yours, though, because I want to stand up and cause problems.
I'm not going to have one now. I don't want one.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to pay for a vacation for me.
But you just want a bachelor party, like you said.
I do want a bachelor party. I just want, yes.
Your lifelong bachelor party.
My lifelong bachelor party. That's what I want.
So we
So they find a space to get married.
Now, I think this is a pretty moving part. This is the first time we've seen the mom on video call before, mm-hmm. but not, she hasn't really interacted that much with it. And she said, I asked Manuel that I wanted to be part of this because normally he would go in the bathroom or do something privately.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, she basically says, the mom says, all I ask is you understand each other, respect each other, and adore each other like a couple you are. And Manuel says, I know this is not how, or the mom says, I know this is not how we dreamed it would be. And mom is crying. Ashley is very moved, crying. Mm-hmm. And it hurts my heart that I can't be at your wedding. And Ashley says, and this was really, I think this was really, it was necessary and it made the mother feel better. I can't imagine getting married without my parents there. And I promise I'll take care of him and so will my parents. And I think that was the exact right thing to say.
It was very, there. It, again, their
very moving.
Their communication style is terrible. And they both actually do, like, whereas with Clayton Annaly, I don't think both of them love the other person. I don't even know if Clayton loves her. I think he has like a desperate need for her.
Yeah, I agree
but
with you.
With Ashley Manuel, this is adult love. Do they act like children? Yes. I didn't say that before. I think I went harder, but now I think it's there.
I think it'll take them a while. It'll take them a while to get to the part where they're going to have good days and weeks and bad
months.
But seriously, and I think it takes people a while who are he's more of a grump, volatile person and just expects the other person to get along, and she's kind of she has to talk herself into things. So she's always talking herself into circles, and you have to be very tolerant of things like that.
Because
she'd bug the shit out of me in a relationship. Mm-hmm. She would bug the living fuck out of me.
Yeah.
So she feels good to be included. The mother says, you're already my daughter. And problem is, one day left of day 89, Armando, the planner slash officiant.
Slash gay man.
Definitely.
Definitely. He calls her and we leave the message. He's like,
he's probably a drag queen.
Yeah. He's like, hey. Yeah, for sure. He's like,
hey, girl.
Hey, girl. So we're going to have some tropical storms. And I know you want to get married tomorrow, but you might be putting people in danger. Just so you know, and that's where Ashley says that amazing quote
about being not a Floridian.
Which I get. I would have to, it would take an extra thought process for me to go, oh, I want to get married in November in Miami, and to go, oh, wait a minute. I think I just have a lot of friends who've experienced hurricanes, so well, I do think of it.
The hotel rates are a lot lower for a reason.
For a reason. So is it an honest mistake that she didn't book? But it does feel like if she has an event planner, didn't they mention to this to her before?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And so, yes,
I think she bought the lowest package possible. It's, the upper tier is when they tell you things you need to know. She chose the non-hurricane
tier. This person's a day of wedding planner. If you would have knocked your lamp off... After you,
I flailed like you normally
scream
do.
Scream at me all the time for life.
You flailed.
No, you actually moved it like an
you
inch.
You flailed.
I if you knocked that off and broke, I would just I would expire.
So y'all, she may not be able to get married, but I think they're raising the stakes artificially here.
Go into the beach and they're gonna have
tropical
a hurricane.
Storms.
Tropical storms. Y'all, I'll be honest. it's stressful for her. And her sister kind of like, her sister was right when she was like,
boy, they know how to handle her, don't they?
They're like, don't speak the words. Let's don't give it power. Let's not talk to it.
She's like, oh, I'm ugly crying.
I hate that she's going. I feel bad for her because I love her that she's stressed. And I'm so happy that she's going to drive it around in that fucking crystal tiara crying about her hurricane wedding.
I will say, she's the best TV we've had. She's
been a long time.
She's the best TV we've had since Jasmine.
I really hope he gets better at English because they will be pillow talk stars.
I think he will. I think this was filmed, I want to say, in 2022.
I don't know when this was filmed.
Or maybe even 21. But
no, because there's no COVID. So I think this was filmed. I think that Gino and Jasmine, I think that was the... When did we go to the TLC party? May. Right? It May?
So it might have been filmed in 23.
I think it may be like part of this was filmed like... Because in Michigan for Gino and Jasmine, when it was pretty and kind of
maybe
warmish,
it was 23.
Because I think, yeah, I think well, she came theirs, in the winter.
I think theirs must have been filmed in the 20 in 22.
I think at the end of 22 to 23.
Yeah.
Or maybe she came at the beginning of 23 when it was
no
cold.
One gives a fuck no about any shit. Of this.
Or maybe no one gives a shit. Go to realitygaze.com. Thank you, Reba McIntyre, for keeping us honest today. It's time to end the show.
Is that another Reba McIntyre song?
No, that's the same song, You Lie. Oh. All right, everybody. That's it. That's all we got for you. We've got, you'll be hearing news. We're recording some clubs next week.
We'll
be able to talk about. So hopefully...
That's going to be very that y'all are going to be very
exciting.
About.
So keep your ears up for that.
It's Katie Couric.
Yes, Katie Couric or Lisa Ling or someone from Screen Rant. We'll let you know, y'all. We'll let you know. Okay.
Stargasm.
Go to realityguest.com to find all that information. That's where you can find out our RG Plus, the $5 tier, if you want to join for Love is Blind. And it's going to be good, y'all. That's all we can say. But until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, yeah. Poodle?
And if you can't wait... if you're going to convert to any religion possible,
yeah,
just to get your dick wet, call us.